Atticus Claw Settles a Score by Jennifer Gray. Read by Joe Cohen. 1. Atticus Grammaticus Catippus Claw, formerly the world's greatest cat burglar, was feeling sick. He hated flying. Flying was for birds, not cats. In his old cat-burgling days, he had always travelled by cruise ship or first-class compartment on the train rather than fly. And the hideous contraption he found himself in now was much worse than a plane. It was even worse than a helicopter or a hot air balloon. It was tabby torture. Atticus opened one eye, then closed it again. He'd never have agreed to come on holiday to London if he'd known the Cheddar family planned to take him on this. He'd thought it was a giant hamster wheel when Callie first pointed it out to him. Although he probably should have guessed that there wouldn't be too many giant hamsters roaming around London looking for exercise at the height of the tourist season. He just wished someone had warned him, though. What happened to trust? But one minute he'd been eating a bit of Michael's fish-paste sandwich, and the next he'd been bundled up by Callie, and now here he was in a fragile-looking glass capsule dangling dangerously from the edge of a huge revolving metal circle, inching his way into the sky. "Are you all right, Atticus?" Callie hugged him gently. "You look a bit funny." Michael tickled his chin. "Do you feel sick?" Atticus purred weakly. Finally, they'd noticed. It was a bit late now, though. They had already lifted off. "It's called the eye, Atticus." Mrs. Cheddar took his paw. "No need to worry. Everyone rides it when they're visiting London. Get a fantastic view when you get to the top. Look, there's the Thames." "The eye? Why would anyone want to take a ride in an eye?" Atticus screwed his eyes firmly shut. And he didn't want to see the Thames. Didn't Mrs. Cheddar realise that...